trapped amongst my own contraption. Caption reads defeated villain, pays for his infractions. Genius forced him to can't make a man with passions. Galvanic defiance turned to appliance from messianic to manic.
All right, he joined Major League Game as a VP of programming. He's a legendary shoutcaster. Ryan Quiz White is on the line with us here at All Action Sports Radio. Hey, real quick, Ryan, what's a shoutcaster? I hate to sound...
It's a commentator, right? We call the game like, you know, Al Michaels or John Madden would call an NFL game.
Sweet. I like it. And I think I'm hooked. I'm going to be getting a divorce in about 6 months.
Yeah, that's all right, man. That's all right. It'll be worth your time.
Okay, MLG meets the X Games, the Invitational. Let's get to that. How is this thing set up? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, so we have 8 teams that are going to be playing at the X Games. They qualified 2 different ways. So the top 3 teams came from the $1 million Call of Duty World Championship Tournament. So the top 3 teams that finished there, they got the top 3 seeds at the X Games. And then we have pro points that these players play over a certain amount of tournaments that they play. They accumulate points, right, and they're ranked accordingly. They get that, and then that's how, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 were placed at the X Games.
All right, now you guys just announced the 8 Call of Duty Ghost teams who will compete in the first ever MLG X Games Invitational at the X Games in Austin, June 6th through 8th. And I hope I get this right, Ryan, you help me. The teams include the top 5 Call of Duty Ghost teams based on MLG pro points. First group, Optic Nation, then Team Caliber, FaZe Red, Curse Orange, and Strictly Business. Now, they're teams. How many are in a team?
Yeah, so there's 4 players on each one of those teams.
I'm trying to paint a picture for our audience so they can follow the narrative. How do they compete as a team?
Yeah, so, you know, like, my best way to put it, it's esports, right? So it's very parallel. It's not sports, because sports is physicality, right? But it parallels a lot of the traditional sports, right? So these are the best guys in our entire country. They practice 6 to 8 hours a day. You know, a lot of people play Call of Duty. They are in the upper 1%. So, right, that kind of sets the stage. Then they play a variety of different game modes, just like anybody that plays Call of Duty plays, you know, in a best-of-5 over 5 maps, right? And they advance through a bracket system. So it parallels a lot of things that traditional sports has, right? You know, like, anybody can play Call of Duty Domination. However, there's this top 1% that are going to play it on the main stage at the X Games and go for a gold medal.
No, so Ryan, is it like you got 4 guys there, and one guy is better at one part of the game than another part of the game?
Or yep,
do they argue? Yep. Do they fight? They're like, no, I got this. Do this, do that, and it's just like chaotic.
I think you see a lot of like what you would see in any kind of traditional sports dynamic, right? There's people that are specialized roles that maybe will focus on the objective. There's people that have a really good shot in the game, so you kind of let them just do their thing to go accumulate kills and so forth. So there's specialized roles, and just like with so much intensity on the line, whether it's money or a gold medal, the communication can get crazy sometimes. You know, you're calling out players, but it can get ugly depending on the way of the game. You know, if a football team's down 31 points going in the fourth quarter, they're demoralized, and sometimes they'll get at one another. You can see this as a similar theme that happens in esports as well.
Well, I know, because I remember getting fights over the controller with people saying, you don't know what you're doing, and we used to grab the controller, give it to me! And it ended up broken, nobody could play. And
yep.
I'm experiencing that now with my kids. And I always go, yeah. So this sounds, who are the favorites right now? When I call out that
Optic,
name.
Optic Gaming is definitely the favorite. They're the darling organization, right? Like, the players that are on that team have social gathering, like social followers on Twitter and Facebook that are way bigger than most traditional athletes. Like, some of them have 700,000 to 800,000 followers on Twitter.
That is absolutely amazing.
You know, millions and millions and millions of views they get every month just from people watching them play. You know, because they watch them whether they're entertained or they watch them to get better. There's a variety of reasons. We all watch sports probably for different reasons. They watch these players for different reasons as well. So, huge social following.
All right, the first ever Major League Gaming X Games Invitational at the X Games in Austin from June 6th through 8th. You got to tune in. You got to watch. And if you want more, please go to MLG.tv, and you can see the man, the shoutcaster, the VP of programming. I mean, you're running that thing, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. I'll be broadcasting. You'll be able to watch it just like you would watch a sports event or anything like that on MLG TV throughout the weekend. ESPN will be showing different clips and highlights as well, keeping all the viewers in tune with what's happening with the event.
All right, sweet. Ryan Quiz White, Major League Gaming VP of Programming and Call of Duty commentator. Thank you for being a part of our show, man. We'll be tuning in and we'll be watching here on All Action Sports Radio and AllActionSportsRadio.com.